judges. Our Congress refused to pass a bill banning abortion on the basis of what sex a child is. Beloved, listen, that is without natural affection. Okay, I'm just telling you what the word says, okay? And Paul says that when you get there, you've reached the end of the line. You've gone as far as you can go, which means that it is either judgment or revival for America. But you know what? God has the last word on the last days. And his word about the last days is, in the last days, I will pour out my spirit on a generation of people that will prophesy. Prophecy has the ability to call a society back to its senses. Prophecy has the ability to establish the order of heaven, to reestablish the order of heaven. So it's either judgment or revival for America. And Pastor Judy, I'm taking revival. I think revival is the way to go. And I want to tell you, I just believe that what God has poured out here is some of that. And I believe it's significant. And we thank you for sowing into that. If you're making a check, make it out to Harvest Time Church. You can use one of our offering envelopes to give by credit card or debit card. Or you can, if you want to get credit for giving by cash, you can just fill out your information on the offering envelope. And we thank you for sharing tonight. Do we have any pastors visiting with us this evening? Any visiting pastors with us tonight? Any pastors in the house this evening that are visiting with us? All right. Who's here from Connecticut tonight? Let me hear a shout out for Connecticut. All right. There we go. How about New York? Who's here from New York tonight? All right. New York. Do we have anybody from New Jersey tonight? All right. Oh, one quiet New Jerseyan. God bless you. Anybody from Rhode Island tonight? Anyone here from Rhode Island or any other state? Pennsylvania? We have Pennsylvania in the house? All right. Oh, I got a whistle for Pennsylvania. All right. We welcome all of you. I'm going to ask the ushers if they would come and just go ahead and pass the offering buckets past you to receive our offering. Go ahead, gentlemen. You can just go ahead and take that. It's a great joy to have our very dear friend, Pastor Judy Shaw from Sioux Falls, South Dakota, with us this evening. Pastor Judy is partly responsible for all of this because she is the one that arranged for our friend Ken Gott to be with us here on Mother's Day. And Pastor Judy, that was a divine appointment. It was a divine connection. It was a divine appointment. And thank you so much for being the doorway that God used to begin what he has started here. Pastor Judy has been our friend for many years. We've traveled in Africa together, traveled in Ukraine together, and was with us for our 25th anniversary celebration and just brought the word of the Lord. She's brought the word of the Lord again and again to us. She's part of our family. And when all of this broke out, amen. When all this broke out, I called Pastor Judy and I said, Pastor Judy, you have to come and just pour into this. And she had other meetings this week scheduled and she canceled those so she could come and be here with us. Amen. She has a word from the Lord to bring to us tonight. I want you to stand to your feet. I want you to give your very best welcome for our dear friend, Pastor Judy Shaw.
Hallelujah. Come on, let's just keep clapping and we give all the glory and all the honor to him who sits on the throne, worthy of the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Listen, before you sit down, one of our founding fathers that's gone to be with the Lord, Oral Roberts, you know, he said some words and we put we put music to the words, and he said, something good is going to happen to you. Remember that? And we sung that song for many, many decades, something good is going to happen to you. But you know, he's gone and we're still here, and the Lord did promise to take us from glory to glory. So I want to say something different. I don't want to take away from what he said, but I want to add on to what he said. Instead of saying in this season that something good is going to happen to you, how about something supernatural is about to happen to you? Are you in for that one? Something supernatural is going to happen to you. Something supernatural is happening right now in Jesus' name. We decree and we declare supernatural provision, supernatural finances, supernatural favor, supernatural ideas, supernatural wealth, supernatural in Jesus' name. Come on, say, I receive it. I receive it. Hallelujah. You may take your seats in the house of God. And you know, it only makes sense because man does the natural, but God does the supernatural. Man does the possible, and God does the... Man does the ordinary, and God does the... You guys are smart in here. But it makes sense. Whenever we go to the throne of grace, when we go to God, we should not ask God or expect God to do the natural. We can do the natural, but when we go to God, we should expect always the supernatural. That is the zone and the realm that he lives in. It's not a miracle to God. It's what he does. Come on. It's not a miracle to God, but it's a miracle to us because we get a chance to see, experience, hold on to something that we could not do ourselves. How many know that this right here, we could not do ourselves? That you know that this has supernatural all around it, in it, and through it, in Jesus' name. Amen. Shouts out to Pastor Glenn and his lovely wife, Denise, my friend and family, and all of you that are here tonight and that listening. We are sitting in heavenly places. I sense it. I feel it. The worship, as always, as usual, was the best. It's the top, and I just praise God for this space that he's given us to speak to your hearts from his heart, the space that he's given us to release his glory in a greater way, to release his grace, to release his understanding. And let me just stop right there and let you know that God anoints understanding. Did you hear that? God anoints understanding, and we are blessed when we get an understanding. The Bible says, in all of thy getting, get an understanding. It makes sense when you understand what you're doing. You can really freely do it when you understand the word. That's why the Bible talks about the Apostle Paul. He prayed the prayer that our eyes would be enlightened and that our heart would understand something and see something and that we get revelation knowledge so we can get it. How many know that there's something today that God wants us to truly get? And it's not churchianity anymore, is it? It's not churchianity. It's not, you know, doing church, but understanding that we are the church and we release the church. I'm so glad to know that even in this move that we're in, and I'm just happy to be here. Let me say that just for the record. I'm so blessed to be here. And I'm receiving just like you're receiving, and God has allowed us to have this time together. And I do have a release for you. I do have the word of the Lord for you. But kind of like more importantly, because in every move there is a key. And whenever God does something, he wants us to understand what he does. And he wants us to know what key he's using. What key he's using. It's just like we have to know when God comes in a room, he expresses himself sometimes, it's Jesus the healer. And sometimes it's God the Father. And sometimes it's the Holy Spirit moving up and down. And that's what he's releasing. And that's how he's moving in those services. But it's a wonderful thing to understand the key that God is using in these services and in these end times. And what I want to say tonight is that the key, everybody say the key. The key that he's using is his presence. It's the key he's using. It's his presence. Out of his presence, the fullness of joy is coming. Out of his presence, the Spirit is speaking expressly. We are so in the dispensation of the Holy Ghost. We are so in the dispensation of God moving miraculously, not by might, not by power, but by his Spirit. And so this is the key. This is the understanding that God is saying, listen up, listen up. And this is how I'm moving. Come on and just don't accept it, but embrace it. Come on, embrace it. You know, there's a time when God says, keep going straight. And then he says, turn left. And God has caused us to take a different turn. And we're just moving with God. And it doesn't always feel good to us, or we understand it. But we do know when we hear God. We do know when we hear God and we sense God. And I'm so happy that we have leaders in the land today, pastors and fivefold ministry, that's not afraid to hear God. Thank God that Noah heard him and did not go on the opinions of the people and what the people were saying when they said, you're crazy, Noah, for building that ark. We've never seen rain come from the sky. It only came from the ground, the dew. What are you talking about, Noah? That's crazy. But Noah heard God. Did something different that was never done. When God begins to speak like this, somebody's got to hear God. Somebody's got to move with God speaking. David heard God when God spoke on a different frequency, when God gave a new order. In time past, the Ark of the Covenant stayed in the tent. It stayed in a certain place. But then David heard God say something different. I'm sure they thought it was sacrilegious. I'm sure they said, this is not the order of God. This is not how it moves. But David heard something different. He heard God speaking something fresh, something new. And he needed to hear, because this is the way God advances the kingdom. Yeah. Hallelujah. You never stay where you start. You never stay where you start. Start someplace, but then we move on from glory to glory, from revelation to revelation. From height to height, from depth to depth, from one realm to another realm, from one dimension to another dimension. We're always moving. Vision of God is always moving and unfolding. And you may say, harvest time, you know, well, you know, what are we doing? I'm giving you a real good understanding. I'm adding to your understanding. What are we doing here? What are we doing? What is God doing? You know, all of that. God is moving by his Spirit. And this is what he's saying. And this is what you must know. Get this understanding. He's just expanding the vision. He's turning the chapters. Oh, this was already written. This is not new to him. It's new to us, because a chapter has closed. Come on, somebody. A chapter has closed and a new volume has opened up. A whole volume has closed. How many feel like the volume of my life have closed, not just a chapter? And he's opening up, and he's opening our understanding. And he says, follow me. Follow me, I'm moving. He told the children of Israel, follow the cloud. Where are we going? Just follow the cloud. Just follow the cloud. Abraham was another one, 12th chapter of Genesis. You know, was doing very well in his land, minding his own business, very prosperous, wonderful family, you know, very well respected, until God says, Abe, get up, leave this country. I want you to do something different. Whoo! Whoa, I want you to change your location. I was sitting today and the Lord says, you know, harvest time, they have a new spiritual address now. Come on, you got a new residency. You've moved. You've moved out of an old house. Oh my God. Come on, somebody. You've moved out of an old house into a new house. Your spiritual residency has changed. That's good news. That's good news. And that means that your spiritual residency at your home has changed and everything is different now. And I want you to understand that, because God anoints understanding. And as we understand that, we begin to walk in something different. There's our points of reference begins to change. Our point of reference changes. Now it's what's ahead of us, and we don't all the time understand or see or know it. But again, it's not what you see, it's what you hear. What you see is subject to change in a New York minute. It's what we hear. And Abraham heard God, Noah heard God to do something so out of the ordinary. And when God wants to cause a pivotal change in his kingdom, it's not the same. It's out the ordinary, people. There's a jump start in the kingdom. And whenever God jump starts the kingdom, he does something different. David took the Ark of the Covenant out of the norm, out of the pattern, and he paraded it down the streets. And now he said everybody has access to the presence of God. That was out of the norm. That was not what the way it was called. But God is causing not so much changing what has been as he is unfolding and expanding the vision. He's unfolding. This is just another part of what's already been spoken. This is what was in the mind of God since the beginning of this work. This is not new to God, people. People have prayed for this day before you got here. People have contended for the glory of God, for the latter rain, for the fullness of God, for the manifestation of God, for a day like there's never been in the earth. Somebody read this book before we started reading it, and somebody has been contending for the move of God, for revival before we got here. We just came in to join in, pick up the torch, and run with it. And it's our time. Hallelujah. And you say, well, why are we here? Because you're a part of it. There's prophecies that's already written. I'm going to read you about 3 verses of scriptures now and then go back into it. And the first scripture comes from a prophet again. Pastor Glenn talked about Joel already, that in the last days there was a prophecy. Everybody say it was a prophecy. Prophecies must be fulfilled. Prophecies must come to pass. They must. I don't care how many generations, I don't care how many decades, prophecy must come to pass. If God said it, it shall come to pass. The fulfillment of everything in this book has got to happen. It's got to happen. Got to happen. Must happen. If it don't happen here, it's going to happen around the corner. But it's going to happen in the earth. And I say, I'm so glad that it's happening here. And so he said, in the last days, I'll pour out my spirit. And that's what we're sensing, even a greater outpour. The beginning of the outpour was the second chapter of Acts and when Pentecost came. But this is the last of the last days. And so here's another outpour. You want to be a part of it? Here's another great outpour. And now Haggai says in the second chapter, in the 6th verse, for thus said the Lord of hosts. And I'm just reading out of the King James because that's just the Bible I have. For thus said the Lord of hosts, yet once, it is a little while, and I will shake the heavens and the earth and the sea and the dry land, and I will shake all nations, and the desire of all nations shall come, and I will fill this house with glory, said the Lord of hosts. This is a prophecy. And I will fill this house with glory, said the Lord of hosts. The eighth verse. The silver is mine. The Lord says, I can do this. Oh, I can do this. He says, the gold is mine. said the Lord of hosts. And then the ninth verse says, now you need to know something. It's still a prophecy. It's a promise. The glory of this latter house shall be greater than of the former, said the Lord of hosts. And in this place, come on, somebody say, this place, will I give shalom. I will give peace, said the Lord. Hallelujah. So when the Lord says the glory of this latter house shall be greater than the former, that lets us know that there was some glory in the former house. Hallelujah. There was wonderful glory in the former house. There to where they were and to what they could expect and what they had in the earth, it was the best. It was the ultimate. It was all they could get. But the Lord says, there's more. And what was in the former house was good. And as a matter of fact, we're standing on the shoulders of those of the former house. There's a seed bed in this place, and there's prayers that have come now to be fulfilled. There are people that have contended, intercessors. There are preachers that have preached this word, but there is an appointed time for God to release the fullness. And I believe that we're in the beginning of the fullness. Hallelujah. There was a former house. Now there's a greater house. There's a latter house. So this is not our doing, people. This is just, we're wonderful. We were chosen. You know, God set us up. He positioned us. In the year 2012, He positioned us because it's all about the timing of God. It's not our timing. Many things, that they don't come in our timing. They come in His timing. And this move of God is the timing of the Lord. This is not figmentation of anybody's imagination. This is not a good idea. It's a God idea. This is not the plans of man. This thing was dropped in by the Holy Spirit and caught all of us. What? What's happening? That's what you said. That's what we said in the Midwest. What? What's going on? I got to get back to Pastor. What did he do? When it hit the pastor and the leaders first, watch out, church. Watch out, church. Watch out. And this is what God is saying in these last days. And in this move, the key is His presence. Now, I believe that it's in His presence even more than the teaching of the word, because we are gospel fat people. I said we are full of the word. We're full of it. We're full of the word. We are. Come on. We are full of the word. We hear it every Sunday. We get it in study. We hear it over the TV. We read it. We are really full of the word. Now that God is saying that it's ready for demonstration, and I'm ready to show you something. I'm ready to show you, reveal to you, demonstrate the word that you know. And I'm going to use you. So right now, these services that are called by God for the gathering of His people, there's something supernatural that's coming out of His presence. I'm getting understanding. I'm preaching the word. And the word is, it's coming out of His presence. It's coming out of worship. A lot of people heretofore may not have been too crazy about worship. They come in a little late, just the time to hear the word. If it doesn't happen here, it surely happens in South Dakota. Say, why are you always coming a half hour, 40 minutes late? Because that's when the word starts. It's like, that music, that worship. Listen, don't miss it. If you missed it last year, don't miss it this year. Because the key is His presence. The key is worship. The key is what God is doing. He's given us the keys. He's given us the keys. Understand the importance of worship. And then the Bible backs me up, because before God made His entrance, before God did anything, amen, it was Lucifer, the archangel, that was the worship leader. that sounded the alarm, that blew the trumpet, that caused an entrance before he came in. Well, it didn't sound just like that, but you get the gist of what I'm saying. Before he could come in, worship preceded him. Hallelujah. Get an understanding. Before they went out to battle, they said, send Judah first. The praisers. Send them first. The presence of God opens the portals of the supernatural. The presence of God. This is the key for this hour. This is the key for the glory of God. So when you think that that wasn't important, know it today. You run into his presence. You open up because you understand. You may not ever get to the word sometimes, because the presence of the Lord will fill this house with glory. And that is the whole essence of our coming together, is that there's a release of his glory. Because out of his glory, bodies are healed. Out of his glory, amen, ideas come. Out of his glory, the Shekinah glory is revealed. Out of his glory, hearts are melted, changed. Out of his glory, everything happens. I want to see the glory of God. I want to sense the glory of God. I want to release the glory of God. Hallelujah. Now, why is it important for you to be here? Because my Bible tells me Christ in me is the hope of glory. And the glory doesn't come down, it comes out. Hallelujah. It comes out. And we release the glory in this place. Your worship releases the glory. Old folks used to say to my good Baptist brothers and sisters, I come before you as an empty pitcher before a full fountain. No, new day. Good for the old day. New day. We come full. We come ready. We leave home. It's a stirring in our hearts when we're, you know, finishing the last bit of cooking. There's a stirring in our hearts when we finish washing the car, getting ready to come. There's a stirring. There's a preparation before we get to the house of God. There's a yearning. Can't wait till I get there. It's not anymore so much, Lord, give me, give me, give me. But you've come here to release, 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 release. We don't know what God is going to do in our services, but we've come to release into the atmosphere the glory of God, so he has a habitation. He lives in our worship. He lives in our praises. He sees us worshiping him, and he says, oh, they know who I am. And we begin to call him a healer, and he comes down and heals. And we begin to call him by his name, and he begins to manifest his presence. That's how important your individual worship is. Don't you dare leave it up to the praise team alone. Don't you dare. Don't you dare leave it just to the praise team. Come on, praise team, and take me there. No, honey, say, Scotty, boom, zoom me up. You go there for yourself. Hallelujah. The glory of the latter house, and we're in the days of the latter house, shall be greater than the former, all because we have something to stand on, and we're connecting to what was, and it's greater because we got what they prayed for. If God is going to hear prayers, it didn't just start with ours. You see, my next scripture comes from the book of Acts. And it tells us this in the third chapter. Are you getting an understanding? Okay. The third chapter, and look at I'll just start at the 24th verse to expedite.
and we'll be able to get the gist out of it. The gist out of it. The third chapter says, yea, the 24th verse, and all the prophets from Samuel and those that spoke or that followed after, as many as have spoken, have likewise foretold of these days. It's already been prophesied that this was going to happen. He just positioned us to be here at this particular time. Esthers, you have come into the kingdom for such a time as this. She didn't know that until Mordecai came and told her what really was up. Ken God came here to tell you what really was up. And then I heard it tonight that this really shouldn't be a big surprise to you, because Pastor said that your prayer in the from the beginning of the year was what? However you want to do it or bless me. Holy Spirit, come any way you want. Are you kidding me, Pastor Glenn? Are you kidding me? You mean you guys been praying that for since January, February, March, April, May, June? Holy Spirit, come in any way you want. Did you have an understanding of what you were praying? No. Pastor Glenn says no. But he put that thought, he put that inside of Pastor so that this day could be here right now. So as you were proclaiming every Sunday, Holy Spirit, I can see you now. Holy Spirit, any way you want to come, come, Lord Jesus. We don't care how you come. You didn't mean that. You really didn't mean that, because, you know, some of this stuff does not look like, you know, we're kind of. But when you pray that kind of prayer that the Holy Spirit put in you to pray, then it's going to happen. You don't pray something that doesn't happen. So he caused it to happen on the 13th of May. You guys better mark that date down. May 13th, something supernatural happened. Something supernatural began. Was something going on before? Yes, but then we went to a new place. We went to a new spiritual residency. And we went from glory to glory. God blesses understanding. He blesses understanding. And so the 25th verse says, after we hear that the prophets have foretold of these days, now he says, ye are the children of the prophets and of the covenant which God made with our fathers, saying unto Abraham, and in thy seed shall all the kindreds of the earth be blessed. And unto you first, God, having raised up his son Jesus, sent him to bless you in turning away every one of you from his iniquities. This thing has been foretold years and years ago, long, long ago, even before the inception of the beginning of this church. The prophets of old have prophesied this day. I'm saying the prophecies of old have caused this day to come into fruition. The fulfillment of prophecy is upon us. Thank God that we have obeyed, and thank God we heard, and thank God we followed and embraced the new thing to us that God is doing. And thank God that most of us are perceiving the new thing that he's doing. And we're not fighting it. And we're not crossing swords with it. And we're not, well, this is my opinion. And this is my opinion. And it's not my grandmother did it. And it's not my grandfather did it. No, we don't want, no. God is looking for people with precious like faith. And that's why Pastor said, these meetings are for the hungry. B-I-O, by invitation only. You gotta hear it in the spirit. There's got to be a longing. It's everybody doesn't want this. It's okay. Don't beat nobody else. Don't hate nobody. Right now, everybody doesn't know this is good for them. Right now. But the day will come. I said the day it will come. Next week, it will be more people. Oh, yes. And the next week, it'll be more people. Because when there's a move of God, God begins to send signals in the spirit. He begins to send angels to begin to talk to people in the midnight hour, give them dreams, cause them to wake up and say, you need to go to that church. I promise you that people will say, I don't know why I stopped by here, but something told me I saw all the cars and just to come on in. There is invitation by the Holy Ghost for these meetings. There are angelic evangelists. Angelic evangelism going on right now, right now, right now. Send the word, send the word, send the word, send the word. We speak to the atmosphere. We speak to the angels. Send the word. Go by invitation. Because it's his thing. It's not man's thing. This is on God's timetable. 2012 for this church was already on God's timetable, already on the calendar. That's why it came unexpectedly. Pastor Glenn said he was just trying to get ready to close the service and add a little bit onto the message that Pastor Ken preached. And he was not really thinking about no angelic visitation or move of God. He was trying to figure out how he was going to wrap the presents for Denise so she wouldn't know about it for Mother's Day. So his mind wasn't, but let me tell you something. When God calls us suddenly, when God says right now, everything has to come into alignment. So the word says concerning the fig tree. When it's God's timing, when it's God's requirement, heaven, earth must bow to the will of God. Our schedules must be submitted to the will of God. Our opinions must now be submitted to the will of God. Everything gets submitted to the authority and to the power of the Lord Jesus Christ. Because he's doing something new. And it is the Lord's doing. And it's marvelous. It's marvelous, darling. It's marvelous. It's marvelous in our eyes. And so we are the children. We are the recipients. We are the reapers. We are the ones that we're the ones that's causing the fulfillment. It's been prophesied. And now we are the sons of the prophets. So we are carrying it out. The Bible says that the blessing came through the seed, Isaac, his son. So we're the sons of the prophet. So this thing is coming through us, people. Yes. It's been prophesied, and we're here to say, oh, to calculate that this is the time, like Daniel did when he read the scroll of Jeremiah in the 10th chapter. He said, wait a minute, this is the year that the children of Israel is supposed to come out of exile with the Babylonians. Oh, my God, this is spiritual fulfillment. He calculated this is the 70th year. So what do I do? When fulfillment comes, there is something to do. When fulfillment comes, Daniel set his face as a flint, put on sackcloth and ashes, and began to run to the house of God, began to run to the presence of God, and said, oh, God, come, do what you say you're going to do. Moses was the first one that caused the exodus, that was the deliverer, but Daniel was the second deliverer. Hallelujah. We're in for a second deliverance, people. Hallelujah. Because God is taking us out of something into something greater. Into something greater. And this is the time. We're the sons of the prophet. Last scripture, John 4. Probably one of your favorites, one of my favorites, seeing your name is what it is. The 4th chapter, John, the 34th verse. Jesus said something. He said, my meat is to do the will of him that sent me and to finish his work. So, say ye not, there are yet 4 months, and then cometh harvest. Behold, I say unto you, harvest time, lift up your eyes and look on the fields, for they are white already. They are white, not getting ready. They are white already to harvest. And so if they are ready to harvest, Matthew 9, 35, 36, 37, 38, then said the Lord unto his disciples, the harvest truly is plentiful, but the laborers, the workers are few. So pray ye therefore to the Lord of the harvest that he will send forth laborers into the harvest. When God begins to call forth the harvest, we can't have lazy people. We need some workers. Some folks that understand what it is to come up and, what do you call this? Mush? Which? Mush, Jesus. The lingo is even changing. Lord God, they're changing the altar to the marsh something. You know, I'm a city girl. I don't know what that word is. But he says that it's harvest time now. It's upon us now. Harvest time. It is harvest time. Harvest time. It is harvest time. And we need some reapers. We need some harvesters. And that's why this gathering, and that's why we're in the presence of God, so we can do what he's called us to do. Listen to the next scripture. And he that reapeth receiveth wages and gathereth fruit unto life eternal, that both he that soweth and he that reapeth may rejoice together. And herein is that saying true, one soweth, and another reapeth. I sent you to reap that whereon ye bestowed no labor. Other men labored, and ye are entered into their labors. God is looking for some laborers, some harvesters, some reapers. He said, because the fields are white already. So as we come into his presence, and as we receive what flesh and blood cannot do or reveal unto us, I want you to have the understanding that the key in this hour is his presence. The spotlight is not only on the worship team, but the spotlight is on you. Out of your bellies shall flow rivers of living waters. From the fruit of your lips, you will bless him. The glory that's in your belly shall fill this house. And as you understand that his presence for this hour and this time is the key, as it was on the day of Pentecost, so is it in this hour that God is giving us another outpour? Hallelujah. God blesses understanding. I remember the day, may have said this before, but I heard my grandfather, who lived in Corpus Christi, Texas, where we hail from. I listened to him preach every summer. There's coming a day, there's coming a day, there's coming a day. And he talked about the day of signs and wonders and supernatural, that movement that he read himself. And so he was prophesying, he was preaching, there's coming a day. That was my grandfather, God rest his soul. My dad, who was a preacher, who's a pastor, who I sat under for years and years and years every Sunday, he began to preach, there's coming a people. There's a remnant. There are those that will desire, those that are hungry, those that are longing for the presence of God, for the power of God like never before. He said, there's a people that will do great exploits. that would be totally sold out to the kingdom. Totally sold out. He said, and God is raising up a people. My grandfather said that there's a day coming. My dad said there's a people coming. I'm here, the third generation, saying that this is the day and we are the people. And this is the time and this is the hour and we shall see his glory in the fullness. This is the day, people of God. There is an outpouring that shall cover the earth. There is an outpouring that shall change lives. There is an outpouring that shall bring in the unbrought, that shall teach the untaught. There is an outpouring, and God is going to use us in this outpour. Lord, don't do it without me. Don't do it without me. Don't do it without me, God. Don't do it without me. We've waited for this time. We've waited. We've longed for you. Here we are, Lord. Here we are, God. Totally surrendered. Totally surrendered. Totally surrendered. Totally surrendered. Moving the fears out of the way. Moving our own opinions out of the way. Moving what man thinks. But Lord, here we are, and we have discerned that this is the time and this is the hour. We've prayed for this day. We've spoken in our prayer clauses for this day. I just understood that one of the saints from this house went home to be with the Lord on Wednesday night. And one of her wishes and her prayers was, Lord, let me see revival before I leave. She can rest in peace because revival is here. Hallelujah. The prayers of the saints of old are being answered today. And God has come to say, I'm looking for those that say, here am I. Hallelujah. And these are the days that God is speaking to his people who are called by his name, that have humbled themselves, turned from their wicked ways, and began to seek him. And he said, when I find my people, when I find my people, I can do something. I'll heal the land. I'll bring change in Connecticut. It doesn't matter what the name of the church is. I'm just looking for my people, my people. It doesn't matter how long they've been saved. I'm just looking for my people with my heart. My people that are longing for me and for what I'm wanting. I'm looking for my people that want to see my glory. I'm looking for my people that are called by my name, those that have made sacrifices unto me, those that have made a vow unto me and said, God, not only will for you will I live, but for you I'll die. Those that have given up their old ways and have turned to me. Those that have taken a second look at their worship and have come to a decision. God anoints understanding, but I gotta tell you, God anoints decisions. God anoints decisions. And when you can look at yourself and you can look at your worship and say, not enough, God. The book of Acts, he said there was a kind of worship that he blinked at, that he winked at. But the day has come that he's not winking. He's not tolerating what he tolerated before. And God is saying, the true worshipers. There's a lot of people that's having a good time in church. There's a lot of people that's singing Zion songs and falling out in the spirit and coming to church. But I'm looking for true worshipers that can discern the time. And then know what to do. And then be ready to do and be a part of. That's why you're here on this Friday night. You have discerned the time and the season, and you have made a decision that I will follow the cloud. I will follow the cloud. I will follow the fire. I will follow this man of God that is just gone berserk, is gone crazy. I'm going to follow. And this is who God is looking for. He positioned you here. He positioned you here. This was already written of you. Some left the promised land. Some left. And I'm not just talking about this geographical location of this local church, but I'm saying some left the promise of God. Some gave up on what God said. And they said, you know, they said like Lot. Lot said, Uncle Abe, I love you, but I don't see no TV ministry in this wilderness. Love you, but this ain't the right kind of praise and worship that I want. Peace. Love you. Salt of the earth. I'm out. Gotta go find my own promised land. And some did not wait. Some did not wait in the upper room, Dad. They had other things to do. They didn't get it. They didn't get it. They didn't get it. Out of all of the years of serving God, they still didn't get it. They didn't realize that a day was really coming. A day was really coming where God would reveal himself in power and authority and release in the earth and raise up a people and cause great things to happen. They really didn't get it that the day would really come. So their hunger left. Their love waxed cold. They allowed seducing spirits to pull them away from the truth. And they just gave up. They were tired and some were in there for the wrong reasons. Their motives were wrong. And so they just like, it ain't happening. Pastor should have gave me that position, but he didn't give me that position, so I'm out of here. They were in it for the wrong reason. But tonight, hear me. You're in it for the right reason. You've come into the kingdom for such a time as this. That is all you need to know. Well, Pastor, what's going to happen next month? We don't know! Just blew it for you, Pastor, but I know you don't know. When it's new, you just carefully walk in very circumspectively. Okay, God, is that right? Should we keep on? Should we stop? Should we? And we just follow on as he reveals himself. And he says, so, you know, come on, give us a break now. Give Pastor a break. I mean, what are we going to do? Are we going to go on next week? Mute. Mute. Everything changes from here on. Everything changes. We will be following the move of the Holy Spirit. And you will be here following also. Because Christ in you is the hope of glory for this world. Romans 8 declares that the whole creation, the whole earth is waiting for this right here. For the manifestation of the sons of God. The whole earth is in pain, travailing, need answers. They need answers that we get out of the spirit up here. They need something. They're hurting. They're in pain. Don't know what to do. God save America. God save America. God, in this presence, give us some answers for America. Give us how to pray for America. We need you, God. And you have come into the kingdom for this time, like he called Esther. He said, Esther, get a grip, honey. This thing ain't about you, but you're about to save a nation. Harvest time, get a grip. This thing about you. This thing is not about you only. You're about to save nations. Save nations. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Here we are, Lord. We take it, Lord. Esther had to take the new assignment. She was afraid at first. She said, you don't understand. You don't understand. The king is going to kill me. I may be the wife, but there's a law that I have to wait 30 days before I go see him. And when Mordecai, who was the prophet, said to her, if you don't do it now, hear me right now. If you don't do it now, if you don't do it in 2012, and it will go into 2013. If you don't do it now, it's going to be too late later. If you don't do it now, many will be lost. If you don't do it now, you'll miss your day of visitation, not only for you, but for who you were called for. If you don't embrace it and grab a hold to it now, we're going to see what Pastor Glenn said earlier. We're going to see the judgment of God. But God always provided a way like this. He told Abraham, if I can find 50. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 9, you count. If I can find 50. Couldn't find 50. If I can find 40. Couldn't find 40. If you find me 30. I need 30 intercessors. That's all I need. 20. Come on, Abe, can you give me 10? Was that serious? Pastor, that was serious. If he could have found 10, listen, if he could have found 10 intercessors, he would have saved the city of Sodom and Gomorrah, because the power of 10, the power of just 10 for a whole city. The Bible says there was 12 disciples, 12 apostles that turned cities upside down. And look at you, hungry, ready, being empowered. We're going to turn this city. We're going to turn this county upside down. We're going to turn it. We're going to turn it. We're going to get answers. We're going to have voices in the community. We're going to have a voice in the government. We're going to have a voice. Politicians are going to hear what you have to say, because we will declare the word of the Lord, and we will hear the word for our nation. We will hear the word for our city. And there's a responsibility that lies upon us. As they waited, God empowered them. Let me bring this to a close and say that as you understand what this is all about, it's not a man thing. But I, as an apostle, as a prophet, as a pastor, as an evangelist, can discern this season, can discern this time. Pastor discerned it. Ken got discerned it. Others have discerned it. And this is the time he's come to save his people. Come to save your people. Your people. Your people. Your family. Your family. This church is not going to be big enough. Your family are going to be coming in. This move is for everybody that's connected to you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Even across the waters. We are here today because Abraham said yes. Because we are the children of Abraham. And we were in the lineage. And because he said yes, we are, everybody that's connected to you will be blessed because of this move of God. Come on, people. Put your hands together. God is doing a supernatural work in this place. In this place. Get an understanding. And as the whole world is waiting for us to come forth, God has called this time. I want to close with these few remarks of when you dare to grab a hold to this assignment and to what God has called you to do, there's the power, the authority, the glory attached to it, but there's also opposition attached to it.
just be aware. Look at somebody and say, just be aware. Come on, say, we got it covered, but just be aware. Don't want you to get, you know, get confused. Just be aware that it comes with the territory. It's attached because the enemy doesn't like it, doesn't want it, will fight it. So it comes with the territory. So there are things that you must not be afraid of. Opposition from the outside and opposition from the inside. And when I say inside, I'm talking about inside. Inside. My opinions. What I think. My judgment. My call. My discernment. What my spirit feels like. I better keep on going. I was doing pretty good before I got in that, huh? Opposition from the outside. Naysayers. Well, come. It's okay. Come on, say it's okay. It's okay. Yeah, they're not understanding. They were not here, so they were not able to feel what we feel and to sense what you're sensing and to know what you know. They're just void of understanding. They're just void of information, and they're void of the presence of God. But when you bring them in here, I believe that the presence of God will totally overtake them, overwhelm them, and consume them. Hallelujah. Darkness cannot comprehend, cannot consume light. Come on, bring them in. Don't be afraid. Bring them in. Don't say, oh, they're not going to like it. You didn't like it. But you're still here. So don't say they're not going to like it. Don't say, it's too much. Don't say, well, you know, they're not used to that. They're this and they're that. We don't care what they are. We just want them to feel the presence for themselves. Expose the glory. Expose the glory to everybody. And the whole earth will be filled with the knowledge of the glory of God. Let God be God. And let God do his work. Don't hold them back. Don't try to explain everything. You can't explain this. You couldn't explain. I'm going to get Pastor again. You can't explain Pastor doing what he did that Sunday. That was just ridiculous. Just ridiculous. God, I'm glad he didn't do that with me. I just fell out all nice and comfortable, you know. Oh, God, amen. You don't have to explain it. But just know that opposition will come. Don't fear it. Just know that the unknown will be in front of you because we don't know. We're just walking by faith. We're walking by what we hear, not by what we see, but by even just perchance, you know, half of you decide to stay home. We got to keep on going because if we heard that, we got to do that. So don't be afraid of opposition from the outside. Don't be afraid of when even yourself don't quite get it. Just give yourself a break. Give yourself a chance. Don't judge anything too soon. Just kind of relax and say, okay, I'm just coming in. I believe my pastor knows. Yes, yes, I feel something. And just let patience have its perfect work and let the Holy Spirit finish his work. Amen. Hallelujah. He's going to finish it. He's going to finish it. Come on, put your hands together and bless the Lord. And be glad that you're one of them today. Come on, are you one of us? Are you a reaper? Are you a harvester? Are you today? Because you are getting ready to fulfill your name, harvest time. And some of you, I'm looking at you and you have great anointings on your life. I'm looking at the men in this house, great anointings. My brother with that plaid shirt on right there, excuse me for pointing at you, just wave your hand. Yes, you. The glory of the Lord is all over you, man. You're gonna wreck this place. Hallelujah. You're gonna bring them in. The power of God is gonna be in your lips. The power of God is gonna be all around you. It's gonna be rivers flowing out of your belly. You're not gonna be able to help yourself. Hallelujah. Come on, all the men, just the men. Come on, men, just stand up and receive this. All the men, hallelujah. That's it. Hallelujah. Lift up your hands in the sanctuary. Come on. That's it. That's it. God is taking you to a new place And some of you might say, I'm not sure. That's all right. Just begin to open your arms and open your hearts out. Father, I thank you for these precious men that are here. And Father, I release. Father, I release. I release your presence in their life in the fullness like never before. Rearrange their thinking, God. Cause them to see what they were not able to see. God, cause them to see into what you're doing today so they can be an integral part. I thank you, Lord, that you brought them here tonight. And I hear the Lord saying that some of you did come and you just came because you're just nice men. And you just, you know, you want to do the right thing. But God says this is more than the right thing. God says, I'm tagging you tonight. You're it tonight. The Lord said, you've come tonight to hear this word and for me to do a work in your life. In Jesus' name. Pastor, can I just open the altar now? Can I just do that? Men, can I get you to just follow me up here to the altar if I'm not putting you on the spot, but you're here tonight for something supernatural. And you may not have come earlier, but I see you coming now because of the word of the Lord. Come on, Holy Ghost. Come on, Holy Ghost. Come on, Holy Ghost. Look at the men saying, here am I, God, send me. This is the order of God. This is the order of God. Because when the fathers come, the sons come. When the fathers come, the sons come. And I thank you, Father, for these men. I thank you for this generation of men, God, that you've called them to this hour. And here they are with hands lifted up, God. And they are crying out to you, I want more.